Hello, my name is Karen S., Grateful Compulsive Eater. I have released 169 pounds and have kept it off for 6.5 years by the grace of God. Before anything else, I'd like to open up my experience and hope with a prayer. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of thy power, thy love, thy way of life. May I do thy will always. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. A little bit of my story. I grew up as the third child of four, always wanting love, but never receiving it. Even at the young age of four, I realized that mom and dad were not giving me that love, but food was giving me that love at that time. And as the years progressed, I kept on hiding the food, sneaking the food, even stealing the food from my friends, the grocery store, and I continued this. And when I started going to school to see what the children were having for their lunches, it was like, wow, they have that sugary substance. I want it too. And it was like I would try to sneak over to where it was and try to snatch it. But 9 times out of 10, the person was saying, hey, that's mine, put it back. So I put it back. The teacher would always say something, Karen, you're supposed to be eating your food. It's not nice when you're stealing somebody else's food. I've got my eye on you. So, you know, I just ended up sitting at the desk eating my own food. However, walking home, I had to walk through the downtown section of my town, and I would always stop at this one store where they had little individual pieces of sugar, and it was only a penny for one, and I would always get 10. Sometimes 20, because that's how much money I had. And by the time I got home, every single piece of sugary substance was gone. And this just kept on continuing. By the time I was in fifth grade, I ended up being twice the normal size of a fifth grader. See, I was in a Catholic institution, and I had to wear a uniform, and unfortunately, the uniform I was supposed to wear was too small. on me. So they gave me the junior high uniform. How embarrassing that was, because I was also blossoming out. And it seemed like those young boys just wanted to snap that foundation undergarment. How embarrassing. And I was like, okay, as junior high progressed, the weight kept on increasing. And by the time I was in eighth grade, I was 5'8" and 200 pounds. My parents were concerned about my weight, and also my doctor was, and she put me on Weight Watchers, and I did get down to 160 pounds, and that's where I stayed the majority of my high school years, my teenage years. So anyway, it was like, yes, I dated. I had a couple of guy friends, and the one that I continued to go out before graduation, he popped the question, and I said yes. I got my white dress, got my bridesmaids, my whole family was there, except my intended never showed up. And that's when my compulsive eating truly began. Kept on yo-yoing up and down from the time I was 19 years old all the way to age 35. Always going on a diet, releasing the weight, putting the weight back on and more, and then going on another diet. I mean, this is what my life was for 16 years. Wanting a job, trying to get any job. Being a dog walker, helping somebody out to do dinner, washing the dishes after dinner. I tried so many jobs, but it was like the food. It was so short. And I didn't want to go to college at that time. So I just kept pretty much to myself. However, at one point, I did go to college and ended up getting a, child care certificate, and I ended up graduating that May, and I got my job in daycare as of October of that year. And you know what? I loved being with those children. And I ended up being switched to a different room, a different group of children, which I didn't like, because they some of those children were not nice. They kept on saying very bad words, and I couldn't say anything. And unfortunately, I ended up leaving that facility, looking for another place, which I did, and they ended up kicking me out for no apparent reason. And there I go with the food again. And this time it was not just one sugary substance. It was like 6 or 7 different sugary substances on a daily basis. And then all of a sudden my dad passed away due to cancer, and that's where I escalated up to 350 pounds, and for the next year and a half I wanted to get a job, and when I finally did, I was in that job for almost 10 years. However, my weight was stationary. It did not go up. It did not go down. It just stayed there. And I thought that I would be able to release some weight because I was being the day housekeeper, walking around in 2 different buildings. After that job, I ended up calling this number, the one I'm speaking to you on right now, and I listened to the evening meetings from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. midnight, my time. And I immediately thought, this is where I belong. Yes, I am a compulsive eater. And I did not say anything for the first 3 weeks. However, I went online and I wanted to find somebody that I could talk to about these meetings. And there was one person that I did call, and I said, is this meeting here at this and this time? Yes, Karen. And I was going down the list, and she was saying, Karen, it's yes to every single one of those meetings. And I said, thank you so much. And at one point, the same person said, Karen, I am moderating the meeting tonight at this and this time. I know that you haven't said anything yet. I want you to say hi. My name is Karen S., compulsive eater, new to this meeting. Here is my phone number. Well, you know what? That's exactly what I did. And I started talking. And, you know, I ended up releasing that 169 pounds within a year and a half by the grace of God. It's like, yes, I am powerless over food, and my life is unmanageable today. Came to believe that power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And then making that decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God, and saying that third step prayer every single day. I wanted to say it down on my knees during that time, but I could not get down on my knees. Well, you know what? Now I can get down on my knees and say that third step prayer. And all of a sudden, here comes step 4. And it was like, I don't want anybody to know the real Karen. So I said to my sponsor, I am not doing step 4. Thank you so much. Goodbye. It was like I continued doing steps 1, 2, and 3, like the 1, 2, 3 wall, over and over and over again, constantly. And it took me quite a few years. Thank you so much. It took me a couple of years to do finally step four. And then on to step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. And believe me, I was ready to do that step with my sponsor. And all of a sudden, she called me and she said, Karen, I have been back into the food. My sponsor is telling me that I've got to release all of my sponsees. Good luck in all you do. And I'm saying, what am I going to do? I'm sitting on my fifth step. And she said, sorry, Karen, I can't help you. And she left. However, there was somebody from the online meetings, and she wanted to talk to me about possibly doing a phone meeting, the Christian Overeaters Anonymous group. And I gave her the answers. And thankfully, that's where I continued doing the rest of the steps, step six and step seven, with the character defects, hello character assets, on to step eight and step nine, where I made my amends to every single person on my list, and I did every single person on my list. And then on to step 10, where I do the nightly review. On to step 11 with prayer and meditation. I do prayer and meditation every single morning with Jesus and with God and Holy Spirit. Amen. And then step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, you try to carry this message to other compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Yes, I do have sponsees. Yes, I have been guiding them through the steps. And I have remained abstinent by the grace of God. It's been such a wonderful time being in that group. It's where I belong, and I thank God for that group, because I wouldn't have lasted releasing all of this weight and have 6.5 years of abstinence by the grace of God. Amen. So thank you for allowing me to share. This is Karen S., Grateful Compulsive Eater. I am in the Central Time Zone. My phone number is 630-310-7504. Repeating the number, 630-310-7504, Central Standard Time. I do take care of my mom during the day, so texting is preferred. Thank you so much. The topic for today is, what step are you currently working on? Thank you so much. With that, I pass.